live here on WTZQ. If you have a question for Paul, please call the studio line at 698-1605. Paul Speranza's Long Range Winter Forecast Show, brought to you by Fletcher Park Inn, the best kept retirement secret in Henderson County. Tire Master, serving the area for over 20 years on Spartanburg Highway, reminding you to be ready for winter driving this year with Tire Master, authorized dealer for all major brands with friendly sales and service. Care Solutions Mobility Center on Edney Street in Hendersonville, just off Spartanburg Highway, restoring independence and erasing boundaries with home mobility solutions for independent living for over 15 years, now including help with vision. And G&B Energy, with big savings right now on propane fireplaces, gas logs, and tankless hot water heaters. G&B Energy, 5046 Boylston Highway in Mills River, or online at gbenergy.com. And now, here is Henderson County's most trusted weatherman, Paul Speranza.
All right, Paul. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mark.
Great to talk to you. Great to talk to you in the afternoon here. Typically, we're on early in the morning. Here's your song you wanted. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because you're talking about some exciting weather possibly for us. And that's what we're here for today. Welcome to Paul Speranza's Long Range Extended Weather Forecast Show here on the Q. We do want to remind you that if you have to leave, or if you're not able to hear the whole thing today, we will have this posted on our website that you can go back and listen to at any time. And again, we want to say a big thanks to our sponsors, Fletcher Park Inn, Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility, and G&B Energy.
First of all, I want to say thanks to all those sponsors for taking the time to sponsor me. They put great faith in my forecast. And I know I've dealt with G&B for many, many, many years. And in a little bit, I'm going to be talking about this year, where we stand, and what we had last year, and lead into what we're looking at for this year.
Uh-huh.
But one thing I want to mention is Skip Sawyer from State Farm Insurance. He's taken the initiative again for another year to give me a program as a sponsor for what a lot of this information came from that program.
Right.
If I did not have that program, I would not be talking about all these things.
You wouldn't have quite the outlook that you're able to get.
That I'm doing. So once again, if you're interested in insurance, State Farm, he's on the corner of Main and 6th, just up from K-Store on Dish Girl. And he has all kind of things to pick from. So give them a call if you need any insurance, because they're good people, they work with you, and they're honest, and they're right here in Henderson County.
Fantastic. Now, I have to ask you this, Paul.
Yeah. Let's
start with a little grading of last year's long-range winter forecast. It was exactly a year ago. It was October 17th that we were together again right at this time. And your long-range winter forecast, you said it was going to be temperatures were going to be up and down.
Yep.
So
That's exactly what it turned out. So we'll hit that from last year real quick. Last year, temperatures, when we got into December, we averaged 1 degree above normal. January, we were minus 3.5. That was a cold month. But you got into February, and it was like spring. We were averaged 10 degrees above normal.
I remember that.
And then in March, we averaged 1.5 below normal. So there was your up and down. This was in October. This is what I was looking at. Came exactly in place. We were very lucky. The storm that came in December, the 9th and 10th, that was the storm that should have stayed south of our area. And we were really, I come right out. Yeah, I don't run from where I said, we weren't looking for a whole lot of snow. We were not. But as the day wore on and the next night, the storm was down near the Gulf, and it just migrated further and further and further to the north.
Yeah.
And it caught a lot of people off ground. I ended up with 11.6 inches of snow up my location on Long John Mountain. I think the Asheville Airport ended up with 8.6 inches of snow. And like I said, the normal for Henderson County is 8 to 12 inches. That's your average for Henderson County.
For a full winter.
You know, depending on elevation and so forth, because if you're up high, you're going to get a lot more opportunity of snow. If you're down in a valley, sometimes you don't get the cold down there. You end up with just a cold rain. So that was what we saw last year, and I was very happy for how it turned out to be with the up and down winter.
Right.
As of right now, I know G&B Energy does a lot with fuel, energy, and everything.
Yeah.
And they're going to be happy to hear what I'm talking about. So far this year, as of the first 16 days of October, for Henderson County, at my location, we're running, when you're talking heating degree days, cooling degree days, when you're using cooling degree days, that's like in summer months where you're using air conditioning okay. and everything. When you get into the fall and winter, you change over to heating degree days. And I'm sure Nancy, which I deal with a lot at G&B Energy, as of last night, the normal for those first 17, 16 days of the month, we should have 277 heating degree days. As of last night, we're only up to 16. That shows how warm this month has been.
Wow.
We're not using the energy. And we're 9 degrees above normal as of midnight.
Okay.
The Asheville airport's running 10.5 degrees above normal. So once again, depends where you are. Once again, Asheville Airport is not in our county.
Right.
It's in a whole different area.
Right.
So, but if you take all the facts and figures, I got a lot this year on here to talk about.
I was going to say, you brought more information this year than ever.
Yep. A lot more. And once again, if it wasn't for Skip there at State Farm, I would not have this because you can't find this information on a lot of places. And so that's where we stood from last year to where we are right now. And like I said, the rest of October does look like we'll be cooler than normal. Remember, our mean temperature continues to drop. Right now, our normal high should be running about 66 in that area, and morning lows to about 46 or 68, somewhere in that area for a high and 46 for a morning low. So as you continue working every morning, I try to give you the highs and lows,
yep.
and you can see your mean temperature is dropping off. And looking down the road, just to, briefly, for as we go into the month of November, even though that's not the month we're looking at,
right.
we start with December and go into March. Probably right now, I'd say the first half of November is going to be cooler than normal. But then the second half could warm up where you have a little spike in the temperatures. So don't get worried or anything, because I'm going to explain why and everything happening. So you're going to have a cool spell now, a cool half of November, and then go into a warmer pattern the second half.
Okay.
Okay.
So the unseasonable warmth that we're getting right now or have had in October, is that a sign or something that's going to affect what our winter may turn out to
be? Yeah, and we never talked to this. I'm glad we didn't talk about that. But do you want to speak a little bit about that now, or do you want to do it in the second segment?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment. We want to remind folks that if you have a question for Paul, you can call 698-1605. DV3 is here taking the calls. He can take your questions, or we can put you on the air if you'd like. But we just want to remind you to make it a short question so that we have plenty of time for Paul. Let's hear again with our sponsors. Folks, you are listening to Paul Speranza's long-range winter weather forecast show here on your community radio station, WTZQ. Fletcher Park Inn is the best-kept retirement secret in Henderson County. Fletcher Park Inn is a Christian, independent retirement community open to seniors 55 and older of all faiths. Lovely, spacious, and affordable apartments are available now. Fletcher Park Inn offers many services in a smoke-free, alcohol-free environment. Call 209-6930 to schedule your tour and complimentary lunch at their vegetarian buffet with vegan and meat options. Fletcher Park Inn, across from Park Ridge.
Mabel, what in the world are you doing now? Where'd you get that electric chainsaw?
I borrowed it to make Cletus's mama a ramp out of these wooden pallets.
You don't have to do that, because Care Solutions Mobility Center in Hendersonville has all kinds of ramps, including portable ones so light you can carry them with just three fingers, and they'll come to your house, see what you need, and they'll even install it for you. Now, for heaven's sake, unplug that chainsaw before you kill someone.
Oh! Ow! Whoa, that was close!
Are you okay?
Call it Care Solutions.
G&B Energy invites you to their Mills River Showroom on Boylston Highway to check out these great propane power deals for fall. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat Fireplaces. Or receive a free on-off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $600. The best deal of all, Rinnai tankless water heaters now start at $395 after rebates. Visit G&B Energy today at 5046 Boylston Highway in Mills River, or online at gbenergy.com.
Tire Master is serving our area for over 20 years. Tire Master, located at 2320 Spartanburg Highway in East Flat Rock. Owner Rick Hulbert asks, are your tires ready for winter weather? Be prepared this winter with Tire Master, your authorized dealer for all the major brands, with friendly sales and service. Tire Master on Spartanburg Highway, they do more than just sell tires. Let their certified technicians take care of all your automotive needs.
Yet. That's right, Paul. You said you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, hey, if we go back the second week in August, I came out on the air and I said, just listen, Mark and everybody out there, I'm just shooting what I see coming down the road. And I said, it's going to be a wild winter.
Yeah.
That's exactly I said. I'm not going to go into any detail because that was August. Then we had September. Now we're in October. That's 2 months ago that I came out and saw what I was looking at. And how do you want to work some of this, Mark?
Well, we got some questions that are coming here. But by the way, the Stagman family called. They just said thank you so much for your weather forecast. I trust you implicitly. We're getting some great calls and comments like that. But we were talking about October, sort of the unseasonable warmth, and you sort of teased a little bit about some rain and what you get in October means what? Ultimately?
Yeah, if you look at some of the analogs, and I'm going to shoot out some of these analogs very shortly. On many analogs, if you look back, if you have a warm October and a dry October, usually December on the analogs, when you get to December, it ends up being a very warm month.
Okay.
That's why I kept cheering on the rain coming from when we had Michael, and we got rain last night, and we're going to have more rain coming, and probably another system coming at the end of the month that could be pretty wet. And if you look at a warm October and a wet October usually spells that December will end up getting colder than normal.
Okay.
That will lead into the scenario of what we're looking at for our winter outlook that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Now, I'm not picking on nobody or saying anything, but the Farmer's Almanac, if you look at that, it says it's going to be a warm, wet winter.
Yeah.
Okay. Fox the other night, I was watching Fox News. They came out, Kendra, the meteorologist at night, came out. She said, here's our winter forecast, warm and dry. Now, I wish it was warm and dry. I wouldn't mind having a little warm and dry, but I don't see that. I think your energy is going to be really out of the roof this year.
Okay, so before we get to that, we got a question here on one of our lines. Let's go to this. Caller, you've got a question for Paul?
Hi, Paul. It's Guy Pierce. Thank you for your great program.
Well, thank you.
And your forecast. Do you think we should go ahead and take our big red geraniums in, or when do you suggest that we do that? When are we going to see a turn and a drop in the temperature?
Well, all week I mentioned that by the time you get into Monday morning, this coming Monday, that we aren't going to have a killing freeze we are going to have some scattered frost, 33 to 36 is the numbers. We'll update again tomorrow morning with Mark and I. But like I said, if you're in a low area of the county, remember cold air is dense. It sinks. So you will be cold if you're up higher in the elevation. But because the air is dense, it's coming down in those valleys. And then you get that dew point temperature and everything mixes together. You get that little dew. It freezes. And then you end up with frost.
So should she go ahead and think about pulling those geraniums in over the weekend?
I don't know where you are in the county, but if you're in a lower part, I would say yeah.
Yep. All right. You got that? So you want to pull those in this weekend, all right?
But remember, it's not a killing freeze or frost.
Okay.
This is just a scattered frost that you're going to see that you should in October.
Great. So you can take them out and then put them back out and enjoy them again. All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Paul. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right, Paul. So let's talk about what you're seeing now. We're halfway into this now.
Okay.
We want to say a big thanks to our sponsors, Fletcher Park Inn, Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility Center, and G&B Energy, and also Skip Sawyer with State Farm Insurance.
And, talk about tires just real quick. Yeah, if your tires aren't up to par, go out and see those fine people because you're going to need some gripping and you're going to be doing some sliding.
Okay,
but,
let's talk about it.
You know, we talk about the Southern Oscillation Index. That is where you measure the water temperatures out in the Pacific. They're starting to go, they're still positive as of right now. They're heading into the negative trend. So when they start going negative, that means you're going to have a weak to moderate El Nino developing. That's the warmings of the waters out in the Pacific.
Right.
So you look at that. That means in time, that usually takes about 45 days plus. So right now we're in the middle of October. So 45 days would take you into the beginning of December, if I'm math is correct.
I think so.
So somewhere
very close.
In the beginning part of December, and you just heard what I just mentioned about the scenarios where you look at a warm to a wet and how that changes the scenario over. Nothing's ever written in stone with weather. But, you know, like I said, January be 49 years that I'm in it. And like I said, I'm like an umpire. I call it. I don't have scripts and where people write me anything. Every day that you hear me on the radio, I'm talking about what I see coming.
Okay.
So that would be one thing that you want to look at. And then with that in line, then you're going to start seeing the southern jet get very active. That's coming across the southern part of the Gulf and comes around and has a lot of moisture with that. So where the Farmer Almanac said it's going to be wet, I agree with them completely. The dryness, I don't know where they're coming up with the dryness around here, but the southeast part of the United States is going to be well covered this December, January, February, March with how much snow? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're going to have plenty of precipitation.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you're going to have precipitation every day. You may get a storm where you get X amount of snow or rain and then go 3, 4, 5, 6 days with nothing and then get another storm. The southern track will get active as we continue working into the month, the winter months.
Okay.
So that's going to bring plenty of moisture up. One thing I want to say real quick, if a lot of people probably want to get away from the cold this year, if you're heading down to Florida for the month of February or March, with a lot of warm air coming up from the south, a lot of cold air from us coming down to Florida, there's going to be a lot of severe weather those 2 months.
Okay.
Not every day,
okay,
but you're going to hear outbreaks where the cold and the warm mix together, and then you're going to have a lot of severe thunderstorms and so forth.
That's good to know. There's a lot of people that do that.
Just want to throw that out there. And then the ridge, like right now, if you look at the weather maps, you got a big old ridge sitting out in the western part of the United States. Right now, we got the trough coming in. That's why our temperatures are cooling down.
Uh-huh.
It's been just the opposite. The ridge was in the east. That's why last week I said, watch out. They're going to have 6 to 12 inches of snow in the Rockies because the trough was out there. But everything is switching around right now. So in time, as we get into December, January, February, and going into March, the ridge will go back, retrograde back to the west, and then everything comes up over the top and comes down into the east where you got the trough developing, and that's going to start bringing the cold air. Now, remember, nobody else, all these things that I try to bring out, if you look at the weather up in Canada right now, from the western part of Canada, even going to the eastern part of Canada, there's a lot of snow on the ground right now. We don't consider that because we don't see snow. It's warm over here.
Right.
But if you go up there, so there's a lot of snow above normal for the middle part of October already on the ground.
Okay.
And you would say, well, what's that mean? That means when these high pressures come up over the top of the ridge and starts coming down the trough, it's going over, it's not over warm air. It stays cold, so that cold is able to come further to the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you look to see if the southern jet is picking its moisture up. And remember, you don't want a storm to come west of the Appalachians. You want those storms to come east of the Appalachians. And you'll say, why? Because it could on the east, you're going to be pulling down that cold air. You go on the west side, it could be 20 degrees today, and it's going to look like we're going to have a snowstorm. But because it goes west, it starts pulling up all that warm, juicy air from the Gulf of Mexico. So you might be 20 this morning. By tomorrow, you might be 42 degrees and raining.
Huh.
So you want to have these storms on the east side of the Appalachians out there. So that's another thing out there. And let's see. We did that. Now we're going to talk about analogs out there. And then in time, we'll go into the third section of the here's the analogs that are matching up with this winter that I'm looking at. A lot of you will remember it. And then 202, 203, 204, 205, 206, 207.
Those are years you're looking at?
These are years that are the analogs that are going to match
2002,
up with.
2002, 2003,
are, 2000,
okay.
Yep. 209, 210, 210, 211, 213, 214, 214, 215, and that's an average of 7 years. Now, I'm going to throw out if some years were higher in snowfall, some years were lower in snowfall, but when you look at the analogs, how they're all going, we averaged during that time frame for that 7 years, you took the average, averaged 20 inches of snow. And as I just said a few minutes ago, our average here in Henderson County is 8 to 12. It has come down over the years since I moved here. When I moved here, it used to be 10 to 15. But remember, the winters went on that we weren't getting snow.
Yeah.
So you got to deduct that. So now it's 8 to 12. And once again, it depends on elevation where you are in the county.
But let me just make sure I heard what you said.
Yep.
The analogs that you're looking at that you're comparing to for this year is showing more like 20 inches.
If you take the average.
If some you take the average of those.
Yeah, that's why I said some were a little less, some were more, but when you divide it all out by seven into the numbers, that's what it would come out to be.
Okay.
And if you want to throw in 77, 78, or 79, now, I was not living in Henderson County. I was in Connecticut, and it was one storm after another.
Yep.
But those were not issued into my calibration.
Sure.
Because I don't have the information for that. For here, because I was not here to have that.
Right.
But I know up north there was a lot of snow. So we'll say 20 inches on an average. Doesn't mean we're going to get 20 inches. You could get a storm coming out of the Gulf and have 20 inches at one shot.
But what you're saying is when you look at those years and it is showing an average of more than what our normal average is.
Oh, yes. All those on there.
Okay.
And once again, it doesn't mean you're going to have snow every day. You might have a snow event, 2, 3, 4 inches of snow, and go a week with nothing. Then come out again, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow.
Right.
But by the time you take the 4 months, December through March, and add it up, I think you're going to be in good shape around here. Hopefully not. Now we're not. I'm not going to say we can't get an ice storm or anything. That's a dirty word in my vocabulary.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know,
and everybody's
around
here.
Makes a lot of problems for a lot of people. But if we could get the ridge over the west, and then you get the top where the cold air comes up over the top, comes down with the trough in the east, digs like a big old system in the eastern part, keeps the cold air coming down. There will be breaks in time. Don't think it's going to be cold every day. There'll be some days that it modifies, but there should be reinforcing cold shots that will take over. Remember, last year, one of the reasons, too, when we were talking about last year's temperatures, we were talking about that southeast ridge. The ridge would not break down.
Yes, I remember that.
It would not break down across the southeast part of the United States. It kept poking its nose up. So that meant you brought warm air. And just again, as February, you were 10 degrees above normal.
Yeah.
So how are you going to get snow out of that ordeal? But that's the way I'm...
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to one more break and hear from our sponsors. We're going to come back. We're going to boil this down to a message of what you are expecting for winter for the end of 2018 and 2019 here in Henderson County. That's all coming up. You're listening to Paul Speranza's Long Range Winter Weather Forecast Show live on theCUBE.
Here's your chance to see for yourself the best kept retirement secret in Henderson County, Fletcher Park Inn. Fletcher Park Inn is hosting a lunch and learn on Thursday, October the 25th from noon till 1:30 p.m. You get your choice of vegetarian, vegan, or meat entree at this complimentary lunch event. The topic is navigating your retirement options. No obligation tours of their beautiful Christian independent retirement community will be available. Call today 209-6935 to reserve your spot for the October 25th Lunch and Learn at Fletcher Park Inn.
This weather forecast is brought to you by Care Solutions Mobility Center, increasing independence and erasing boundaries, located on Edney Street in Hendersonville.
Mabel, what are you doing with those jumper cables?
I'm going to jump off Cletus's wheelchair because his battery is dead.
You don't have to do that. Just take it to Care Solutions Mobility. They provide batteries and other parts, and they even make house calls to make repairs.
They do?
Yes. Now, for heaven's sake, unhook those cables from Cletus' truck before you hurt yourself. No, don't touch them together.
Woo-hoo! Oh, God!
Are you okay?
I'm calling Care Solutions Mobility Center.
G&B Energy invites you to their Mills River Showroom on Boylston Highway to check out these great propane-powered deals for fall. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat Fireplaces. Or receive a free on-off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $600. The best deal of all, Rinnai tankless water heaters now start at $395 after rebates. Visit G&B Energy today at 5046 Boylston Highway in Mills River or online at gbenergy.com.
Tire Master is serving our area for over 20 years. Tire Master located at 2320 Spartanburg Highway in East Flat Rock. Owner Rick Hulbert asks, are your tires ready for winter weather? Be prepared this winter with Tire Master, your authorized dealer for all the major brands with friendly sales and service. Tire Master on Spartanburg Highway, they do more than just sell tires. Let their certified technicians take care of all your automotive needs.
All right, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, you've heard a little something, but now it's time to hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Paul Speranza's live long-range extended weather forecast. All right, Paul, let's boil this down to the message.
Okay, just two things.
Yeah.
Now, I know when we talk about hurricanes and everything, and what's the first thing I always talk about is everybody wants to use the American model.
Yes.
They don't use the European or all the other ones. Now, I used all the ones, and I had great success with Florence and Michael way before the other people started talking about it. Now, if you look at what the Weather Service has been looking at for this coming winter, of course, here comes the American model. And if you look at the American model right now, it's warm winter across the United States.
Okay.
So when that forecast comes out next week or the end of the month, I guarantee right now they're going to start throwing in equal chances unless they get a little more bold out there and actually come out with that.
Okay.
But if you look at the Japanese model, you look at the European model, you look at the in-house model, and you look at the UK model, they're all going in the direction that what I just spoke about for the last 25 minutes here. They're leaning in that same direction with the ridge developing out west, cold air coming down out of northwest Canada, coming over the top, coming down into the southeast part of the United States. One thing, I'm not a skiing person, but I would say this year the ski areas of western North Carolina should be booming.
Really?
Because with the natural snow and with the cold temperatures, they can make a lot of snow and keep that going. So I'm rooting them on. Not that I want it to be cold, but hey, that's their livelihood. That's their business. And I want them to succeed well because a lot of people want to come up from Florida and they want to ski. So I don't think they're going to have any issues if my forecast holds the way I'm looking at. But like I said, out of the four models, they're all in agreement. The only one that right now, I mean, there's a lot more models to pick from, but the American model is always lagging, and I'm sure in time they will catch up. But by that time, it will probably be in winter.
Right, right.
They'll say, you know, hey, I think we should change this.
And,
but that's the way I'm looking at that scenario. And let's see, the American model, yeah, that's about a lot.
So take us through winter and boil the message down to what you expect happening this winter.
With all the analogs that we just threw out there for the seven, if you take the average of those 7 years, it averaged about 20 inches of snow. The average here in Henderson County is 8 to 12. So if you get 20 inches of snow, and that's a projection, doesn't mean it's going to happen. It could be a lot more than it always. If the forecast didn't hold true, it could be a lot less. But once again, I think you're going to be in for a lot more activity. And one thing I want to say is when we talk about school systems and everything, it depends when this system is actually going to start falling in place. If you start getting these storms to come in the middle of the week, okay, it's Wednesday, we're snowing. It snows into Thursday morning. Odds are that you're not going to have school on Thursday, or you're going to have a delay and maybe into Friday. If it comes more on a Friday, these sequences, then maybe you won't have so many school delays. But you just got to wait and see. But I think you're going to have a lot of issues this year for businesses across the county, school systems, private schools, and so forth for what I'm looking at.
So can you talk to us, can you tell us sort of monthly what to expect temperature-wise?
Yeah, December is going to be, we're going to watch to see, like I said, what we saw. December should start turning colder.
Yeah.
And then January and February right now, how all these models are shown, that's when the real thrust of cold air is going to be coming down to Canada.
Okay.
So you're talking temperatures below normal. So where we were talking last year for February, 10 degrees above normal.
Right, it was like spring.
Yes. I think you're going to have a lot of issues to deal with. So if you do have snow or ice, it's probably going to hang around longer than what we saw last year.
Right.
And once again, if we didn't get that one snow that came in December 8th and 9th, over there,
yeah,
that we would
year.
Not had any snow last winter.
Yeah.
Because I ended up with 11.6 of snow up on my up on Long John, and that was most of the snow came in that one segment.
I saw something the other day that said winter temperatures or cooler temperatures could probably linger a little more this year into spring.
Yeah.
Are you seeing the same thing?
Same situation because of the scenario with the ridge. The ridge will break down from time to time out west, and you will have some fluctuation in temperature, but you can't say, oh, last week was warm and this week's cold. You got to take that 120 days,
right,
December through March, and figure it out. That's just like what we did with the analogs. There was one year that we had 40 inches of snow in that.
Yeah.
And there were some years that you had only 10 inches of snow.
Right. And average all that out. So you're saying you're anticipating a colder winter.
Colder
this year,
than normal winter.
And more snow than normal.
Stormier, so hopefully will be in the case of more snow than in ice.
Gotcha.
So it will be an active winter. And like I said, when things get rolling, and if we could get that southern jet really zipping, then you might have storm after storm. We will be very active in the eastern part of the United States.
Okay.
Not just here, but working right up the coast and so forth.
So it's going to be an active winter. And you're seeing more of that really happening as we get into the January and February time.
Yep. December, like I said, once that everything gets going, it might still be warm at the beginning of December, but in time, it's going to start doing its dirty work, as I always say,
yeah.
And the cold air will start filtering in, and that's where the pattern will change.
It's interesting to think that, you know, all the snow that you're seeing already in Canada that we're not even thinking about it, that is something that's going to affect us.
That's right. People don't talk. Yeah, I mean, watch the local news or weather, and, you know, nobody's talking about how much snow is sitting up there
right.
already, and this is only in the middle of October. So
wow.
They're above normal already for the season across a good chunk of Canada.
All right, so we are looking at a stormy, active winter this year.
Exactly.
Colder than normal.
And once again, this is October 17th, 2018. And so when we look back at that a year from now, we could say, well, last year turned out well. We'll see what this year does.
Wow. How
and,
about
you know,
that?
I don't hold anything back.
Of
you know me
not.
Long enough.
Not.
And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm like an umpire. I call it the way I see it, and I live with it. You know, I don't follow what the trend is. If I see something, I'm going to talk about it.
Well, once again, Paul, we want to say a big thanks to our sponsors for our show today, your long-range winter weather forecast show, Fletcher Park Inn, Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility Center, and G&B Energy. And a big thanks also to Skip Sawyer with State Farm for some of the sponsorship that he does with you for some of the equipment. Well, that's it, Paul. Stormier, colder, snowier winter coming up.
And, of course, if you listen to me every day, Monday through Friday, when I see things starting to change, like I said, and there's always an outside chance as we get into November. With that first half of December or November being colder, you get some of these shots coming down. You got a little moisture in the air.
We could have
probably
a little
be a little more on the high mountains.
Yep.
But there's always a chance you could see flurries around here.
All right.
So we'll see. We'll see as we get going.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again bright and early tomorrow morning.
6 a.m. Sounds good.
Paul, thank you so much again, as always. Thanks for the long-range winter forecast, and let's keep our fingers crossed. All right?
Thank you.
Paul Speranza's long-range winter forecast right here on theCUBE, once again sponsored by Fletcher Park Inn, Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility Center, and GB Energy. Paul Speranza will be back with us bright and early tomorrow morning here on your community radio station, WTZQ.
Listening to Paul Speranza's long-range winter weather forecast show live here on your community radio station, WTZQ.